in the Glenties example, it was just the vigilance of an off-duty member of the guards and the local people who just thought there was something out of sync with this car, and in particular the registration number of it. So it turned out the car was actually a sports Toyota GT86, which was stolen and fitted with false Sligo plates. You know, there's where the vigilance pays off as such.
Now, it's understood and it's believed that these people have been involved in a number of burglaries around the area in recent weeks.
Yeah, we have, you know, historically we have groups of people that move in to the county or operate from without, from outside, I should say, from Derry or Tyrone, using the separate policing jurisdiction as a sort of an aid to their activities. And these people have been fairly active in both the Letterkenny district, Buncrana, and over in the west in the Glenties area. And that was as a result of you know, them being rumbled there as such by the local community. We have a great interest in a synergy around the whole community alert / text alert, where people are interested to keep an eye out for one another in their community. And it provides us with an opportunity of getting good information out into the community quick by means of text. Also, what we're trying to do as well is to educate people to use the 24-hour stations in their area that are open on a 24/7 basis if they need the guards for their local area, to ring in there and get an appointment if they need something signed or whatever, rather than calling back to a station that's unmanned at a particular time in the day.
And we're at the point now when there's practically a new community or text alert scheme being launched every week in Donegal.
Exactly, we had a launch there last night in Carrigart, in the Carrigart Hotel. We have an exploratory meeting next Monday in the Dunloe area. There's a launch coming up in Malinhead on Friday week. And we've had Frank Mornin and Tony Mornin have put a lot of work into the whole Dromahol Manor Cunningham area. And there was a large, over 200 people in attendance last Monday night. The urban areas are also getting involved, you know, with Neighbourhood Watch around Letterkenny. We've had two recent relaunches of schemes in the area, and we have two community guards, Gardaí there, Garda Maeve Logue and Garda Anne-Marie McGrath, who are working very proactively on the ground with those people. So, you know, as you drive around the county now, you do see the signs for the 24-hour station in the area that you're in. And if somebody has something that they're worried about or concerned or they think isn't normal, they should be making the call. And again, it's like with any information, Donal, the importance of getting it in early to us so that we can assess it and see is it of any use, or what we call an item of interest that needs to be further disseminated out into the community, that'll be done then.